A County Kildare teenager made history last night when he scored for Shamrock Rovers in the Europa Conference. Michael Noonan, who's just 16, scored the only goal in the match against the Norwegian side, Molde. The second leg takes place in Dublin next week. He became the youngest goal scorer in the history of European club competition, beating Belgium's all-time top scorer, Romelu Lukaku. Earlier, I spoke to Michael's mother, Sandy, and started by asking her how she was feeling today.
Top of the world, just so proud of him, so happy for him. Just absolutely thrilled for him. I'm so proud of him.
You weren't there last night because you hadn't expected him to play.
No, like he only signed with Rovers in December and he's only been training with the team now for a few weeks. So obviously we knew that they had the huge game in European football, but we weren't expecting him to break into the first team so quickly and definitely weren't expecting him to start. so we normally don't miss any of his matches, even when he plays for the international team. And, you know, we as a family kind of travel to all his games, the other three children as well. But yeah, we just weren't expecting him to one play and definitely not to start. So we decided not to go to Norway.
So how did you react then when he scored?
Oh, it was amazing. It was just so surreal. I mean, the local pub in Rathangan, the Borough, they held a watch party for him. So all his friends and all our neighbours and, you know, his schoolmates and everything were there. And we had two televisions on and one was actually 20 seconds ahead of the other. So all his friends were watching one TV and myself and my husband and our neighbours were watching a different TV, and they actually heard, they were screaming when the goal happened. So then we knew obviously there had been a goal and we weren't sure whether Michael had scored or not. And then we were like 20 seconds behind them watching it. So it was double the celebrations then.
There must have been mayhem, was there?
Mayhem. Yeah, absolutely mayhem. Everybody was just like crying and hugging and yeah, there was tears galore.
Tell us about Michael. You were saying he hasn't been with Shamrock Rovers that long. Has he always played football?
Always. Like I always say, Michael was born with a ball. He just like every Christmas, every birthday, everybody struggles to buy a present for Michael since he was like 1 or 2 years of age, because all he ever wanted was boots, a ball and a new goal. That was it. Every Christmas, every birthday. And yeah, just always played, never had an interest in anything but football.
Yeah, and how did he start off then? Where was he first?
He was first for the local team, Monaster Evan, when he was like, you know, their little academy, like under sixes, under sevens, under eights. And then he actually played a little tournament just with friends and my husband up in Dublin in Rathfarnham or Terenure or something when he was just turning eight in the July. And he was asked to go, would you be interested in going up to Crumlin to play? So he turned eight in the July and then he joined Crumlin United. And he was there until he was 12 and he transferred to Ballyulster in Selbridge. And then he was there for one season, a year. And then he went to St. Pat's at under 14s.
Right. And then he joined Shamrock Rovers just last December.
Yeah, so he was with Pats kind of under 14s, 15s, 17s. He played under 20s last year, won player of the year and goal scorer of the year and top goal scorer of the year with St. Pat's under 20s last year. And then, yeah, he was training last year actually with St. Pat's first team as well for last year's season. And he kind of made his debut as well in the Leinster Senior Cup for them. And then his next opportunity, his progression would be to go to Shamrock Rovers then. So that all happened very quickly in December.
Yeah. And did you always realise right from when he was very young that he was kind of good at this?
Yeah, we definitely did. We definitely seen something in him that, like his dad, I suppose, noticed straight away that when he was young that, you know, he had something. And then, I don't know, I think it's like being left-footed and I suppose the rarity in that being a left-footed striker kind of always stood to him. And he's just so passionate and he just always was that, you know, it's all Michael's own doing. He just kind of went from strength to strength.
What time did he get home at? I assume it was the early hours of the morning.
It was, yeah. He didn't get in. He got home to Elstown at about 2 o'clock this morning, 1:30. And all the neighbours were out banging pots and pans.
He must have been buzzing, was he?
Home. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. He came in, telly on, and just wanted to watch the goal himself and see it back, you know, and kind of analysed every second on the lead up to the goal himself. And then, yeah, went to bed and up and out to school this morning.
He went to school today.
Yeah. Up at...
You're a hard woman, aren't you, making him go to school today?
No, that's all the messages I'm getting. It's like, you're so mean, you're such a mean mom. But no, he wanted to go. And he was sure happy out. He went in with his brother and sister. And he's a half day, so he doesn't have it too hard today. He's off at 1 o'clock.
I'm sure they'll let him off homework today.
I'm sure they will. I hope they will anyway. I'm sure he hopes they will.
And that was proud Mammy Sandy Noonan, mother of Michael, who made European sporting history last night.